Hello, it's Rich Wilson from Great American Four, calling in with an audio report. It's very early in the morning of Thanksgiving, November 24th, East Coast time at least, and our position is 17 degrees 51 minutes south, 24 degrees 6 minutes west, making our way to the east-southeast towards a spot south of Cape Town in South Africa. This year, there is an Antarctic exclusion zone which rings Antarctica at various with various different waypoints along the way that we have to stay north of. And so it's confining the course, certainly as part of the South Atlantic, to a fairly narrow stretch south of South Africa. But anyway, that's what we're aiming for right now. And with many, many miles to go, several thousand miles to go before we get there, at least targeting it now with the current weather conditions. It's been quite complex. We've stayed to the east, coming across the equator, and that has turned out well. We have a little bit more wind than the boats that are to the south of us that were ahead of us. And we've at least closed the gap on a number of them, which is nice to do, for sure. We're still sailing with the Genoa and the full main, and that's been adjusted constantly in the last about 36 hours, in, out, with Traveler and main sheet, and twisting the sails when there's a little bit more wind, and straightening them out when there's a little bit less. We went through a very light patch in the middle of the night last night, down to two or three knots of wind speed, and slowing the boat completely. So we worked our way through that, though, eventually. And so we're going back. Right now we have 12 knots of boat speed, which is really good. And full keel on. That's been up and down. We've actually headed all the way to the leeward side as well when there was no wind at all. One of the things you try to do is to get part of the hull out of the water so that there won't be so much drag, and you can do that by having the keel canted to leeward, and that heels the boat and pulls the part, at least part of the windward side of the boat up out of the water, so you have less drag that way. So anyway, that's what we're working on. Did quite a bit of photography yesterday as well. We were able to fly some of the flags that schools around the world have made for us, which were beautiful, and have some photographs of those that will be going up, and a couple more flags to fly today on Thanksgiving Day, a big traditional holiday in the U.S. Happy Thanksgiving Day to all, even if you're not in the U.S. We all have many things to be thankful for, and as I had said 2 days ago, I always think back to, it was November 22nd, the Thanksgiving Day back in 1990. We capsized off Cape Horn, Steve Pettengill and I, and the big trimaran, the 60-foot trimaran, Great American. And the reason that our boats have been named Great American since then was that boat was so strong it did not break up, and they double capsized, and so we were ultimately allowed to be rescued, therefore, because the boat didn't break up by a New Zealand Pacific. Made a fantastic effort, a miraculous effort, really, by the captain and crew of that great ship, and we've become very good friends with the crew over time, but one particular, Murray Lister, who is chief mate, who is now one of our team of experts. And if you wanted to find out more about that, you could send a question into Murray on the website, sightsalive.com. So that's it for today, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 4, off and clear.